This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Yesterday's Massachusetts Supreme Court decision guaranteeing homosexuals the right to marry already is causing political fallout. The court gave the Massachusetts legislature 6 months to rewrite the state's marriage laws for the benefit of same-sex couples. Religious conservative groups say they'll push for a federal constitutional amendment to prevent same-sex marriage. Here are two reports, the first from NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The state court declared that it violates the Massachusetts Constitution to bar an individual from the protections, benefits, and obligations of civil marriage solely because that person seeks to marry a person of the same sex. The vote was 4-3, but was not along party lines, since 6 of the 7 members of the court, including the opinion's author, Chief Justice Margaret Marshall, were appointed by Republican governors. The core of the court's decision was that while religious institutions are free to bless whatever marriages they wish, the state gives so many benefits to married opposite-sex couples that it must have a reason if it denies those same benefits to same-sex couples. The benefits include laws that allow married partners to inherit property, get dependent health care coverage, make decisions for a partner who is gravely ill, or decisions for the couple's children, be they adopted or biological. The court, applying the lowest test available under constitutional law, said that the state has provided no rational basis for according such benefits to opposite-sex partners, but not same-sex partners who want to marry and commit themselves to each other. And yet, despite the court's ringing words, its last paragraph left considerable uncertainty. In giving the state legislature 6 months to act, the court seemed, at least arguably, to leave open the possibility that some equal but alternative status to marriage could be conferred on same-sex couples, similar to the civil union law in Vermont. Paul Smith is the lawyer who last spring persuaded the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down as unconstitutional state laws that made private adult homosexual conduct a crime. Yesterday's Massachusetts decision, he says, is a lot less clear.
It might be read as suggesting they can pass a statute that creates dual systems, sort of separate but equal civil unions and marriage. But boy, given the rest of the opinion, it's also quite possible that the court would not think that's enough. But you do have to wonder a little bit why they created this 6 months gap after the opinion came down, if they weren't at least leaving that as something that they wanted to consider.
The Massachusetts court decision is not the first of its kind. Courts in Hawaii and Alaska both ruled for gay marriage a decade ago, but the decisions were countermanded by state constitutional amendments. And yesterday in Massachusetts, Governor Mitt Romney suggested he wants to go the same route.
Of course, basic civil rights and certain appropriate benefits should be available to people in non-traditional relationships. But marriage is a special institution between a man and a woman, and our Constitution and laws should reflect that.
The Boston Globe's legislative bureau chief, Frank Phillips, notes, though, that the political landscape has changed dramatically in one day, and that under state law it would take at least 2 years to enact a constitutional amendment. Still, even in Massachusetts, where an April poll in the Globe showed 50% of registered voters approved of gay marriage, Phillips says there's been an immediate backlash.
There's a strong reaction against this. The Secretary of State's office had to put 5 extra people on the phone lines to handle the incoming barrage of calls.
And if gay marriage is hot politically in Massachusetts, it will be even more so nationally as the nation moves into an election year. Bill Rubenstein is faculty director of UCLA's Williams Project on Sexual Orientation.
One of the justices in Massachusetts said that they feel like they're in the perfect storm of constitutional opinion. And I think that the storm has only begun to gather. It strikes me that this issue is just going to continue to grow, could play a very significant part in the election next year.
Indeed, while gay rights advocates hailed yesterday's court ruling, Democratic political activists saw it, to quote one, as nothing but trouble. Meanwhile, social conservatives left no doubt they plan to use gay marriage as a wedge issue in the upcoming national elections. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.